Heavenly Father, how blessed we are that our lives rest securely in the hands of omnipotence, and how thankful we are, Lord Jesus, for this precious hour that you've given us to fellowship together in your presence and to feast on divine love, that we may be enriched in the knowledge of you and come to the fullness of your love. We are before you with hearts full of joy as we open up your word and seek your face in prayer. Draw us nearer to your heart, Lord. We love you. There's nothing on earth we desire besides you. You are worthy, Lord, to receive all of our glory, honor, and praise. In your wonderful and worthy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, welcome, church. Good evening. It's good to see you all. I pray everybody had a blessed day. And across the land, just uniting our hearts together in prayer for this nation, for the church, for the kingdom of God. Our scripture focus this morning, we started with 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. This was the story of Elisha. And they were being surrounded by an army, and his servant was fearful. And Elisha spoke over him this prayer: "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And then Elisha prayed, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Elisha's servant is a picture of a lot of us, our natural eyes. We see things from our human perspective. And Elisha's response to the fear that was in this man was to pray for him. That's the best thing we can do, is pray. And that's why we're here in this season, three times a day, 21 days, meeting together, uniting as a body of Christ in prayer, is to pray so that the spiritual eyes are open in the hearts of all men, so that they can see the true reality of the world and kingdom that's around us. And all of us who have had our eyes illuminated from the moment we came to Christ, we have the light of Christ shining in our heart. We need to intercede. And this session, this 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock on the West Coast session, is just for that, to intercede for those who need to be walking in the light, who are not yet there. John 3:3 says, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Those spiritual eyes need to be open. There needs to be an illumination in the heart in order for us to see the reality of the world that's around us. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." It is his light that needs to shine in our hearts. And we who see God's glory, we must pray for the spiritually blind. We pray, "Lord, bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light, just as we were brought out of darkness into marvelous light." I can only imagine what a prison world it is for people to live in that place day after day, from the rising of the sun to its setting, to never see God. I can't imagine that. This whole world is his creative handiwork. We live in it. We are the recipients of his benevolence. He's a good creator, a good father. We all live in the midst of the beauty of God's masterpiece, partakers of it. But we can only see Jesus by the light that he gives. He says, "I am the light of the world," right? We need to receive that light from him. It's like taking and putting the brightest candle in front of a blind man. It doesn't matter how bright it is, he'll never see. We have to show them, and then it's the Holy Spirit that does the work. It's God himself who must open eyes, just like he did for us. I mean, there's that great story in Numbers 22:31, right, where Balaam's donkey was the one who had his eyes open. You know, the donkey was the one who saw the angel standing in their midst. He can open the eyes of a donkey. He can open the eyes of anyone, right? So, but we need to pray and have our eyes illuminated. We pray for them, for those who don't have that illumination yet, so they have new sight given to them. We want them to see as we see, so that when they awake, like us, a whole new world is open to them. We've had a whole new world open to us the moment we were saved. We began to see things we never saw before. We saw God, and then we begin to know him. Everything gets brighter the moment Jesus Christ illuminates your heart, right? It's just beautiful. And I pray we just walk in that joy all the time, knowing that he's opened up the eyes of our heart to see what others can't see. And we need to lead them to him. It all comes from God. Acts 16:31 says that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And in that moment, that light is going to flood your heart and it's going to open your eyes to see him all in all his glory and all his beauty. So this hour in the evening, we're here to come under the banner of this powerful, militant, mighty name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, and come boldly before the throne of grace to present our petitions with thanksgiving and plead on behalf of those who have not yet had their eyes opened. They need to have their eyes open. Philippians 4:6 says to us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So this hour is about thanksgiving. It's about supplication, presenting our petitions, and thankful that we have a God who hears, a God who sees, a God who knows, a God who answers. He loves us. That's why he's giving us this beautiful deposit of his love in this season, these 21 days. It's a time of refreshment. It's a time for the body of Christ to link arms and unite hearts all across this nation so that we can sit in the presence of our King, join him in his intercession for this land. Stay awake for him just 1 hour. And we're meeting 3 hours a day for that purpose, just to knit our hearts with his, listen to his heartbeat, connect with his anguish for the world, and especially for his bride, to be purified and cleansed and to be set on a path where we can shine the light of Christ in this world. So we're going to go before the Lord now. If you want to, you can come up to the altar here and pray. The microphone will be here for that. You can pray in the center aisle at the microphone or from your seats. Just speak loudly. And this is the time to petition. We have praise the Lord this morning at the 9 o'clock hour. At noon, we repented. We cleared the channel. And now this is the time to submit our request. There is so much to be praying for. We get a lot of requests here for all the many needs in the body. There's a lot of needs in the world. We know what's going on. We need to pray. And so I just want to encourage you, just pray. This is the time to fill the airways with lots of prayer, lots of requests. And for those of you who are online or at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, I just encourage you in the silent moments, please feel free to speak and pray out in those moments. And then don't be afraid of the silence. Listen to the heart of the Lord and journal, write down the things maybe he's telling you. And especially the scriptures that come to mind. It's always good to write those down when you're in that moment so that you can go back and look at what the Lord was speaking at that time. So let's go before the Lord and seek his face. Heavenly Father, O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds you. Lord, we pray that you would just let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Lead us, Holy Spirit, in our prayers tonight as we unite our hearts in one accord for the many needs that are all around us, Lord. Make us a channel through which you can pour out your blessing on your church, this nation, and the earth. Lord, it's a joy and a privilege to come into your presence with the needs of your church for the glory of your name and your kingdom, Lord. And God, first and foremost, we do want to pray for your church, your body, your bride. Lord, restore to the church, Lord, an excitement and an enthusiasm for you, our King. Lord, knit our hearts back to you with love for you, Lord, and your kingdom. God, would you, I know you're rising up an army in this hour, Lord. In this season, Lord, I'm praying that you would make us that large, victorious army that is on your heart, Lord. An army of true saints, Lord, who have a love for you and a love for others. Lord, that we march under the leadership of you, King Jesus, your Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Lord, it is united prayer that brings the answer to prayer. So, Lord, you're girding us all across this nation for that purpose. So, Lord, I just pray that you would unite us in that. Speak to our hearts. Help us to pray with power. Because, you know, the first disciples, Lord, it was when they continued at one accord in prayer that they were brought to that holy unity of love and purpose, which made them that one body of yours, and it prepared them to receive the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we're asking for that same deposit in this season, Lord, of your Spirit. Would you move upon our hearts today that we would come together in love and yield ourselves completely to you so that we would experience the power of your Spirit in the church today. Lord, please come with power upon your church. Move in a mighty way. Raise us up, Lord, to be a mighty army that brings glory to your name. Speak to our hearts, Lord, as we pray. Direct us, Spirit. Holy Spirit, be magnified in our hearts and exalt the name of Jesus Christ all across this land. We pray in your mighty name. Father, I just lift up those right now who are in a time of trial and affliction, Lord. Lord, that you would just help them to trust you, to keep their eyes fixed on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Help their response in this season just to be one of trust and surrender. Lord, you say that your grace is sufficient, for your power is made perfect in weakness, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray as the waters of the seas are just swirling around them, that you would speak, peace be still to their hearts, that they you would know that you are with them, Lord, in the midst of this storm. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Minister to the hearts of the broken, to the weary, and the battle-worn, as only you can do, Lord Jesus, our tender, merciful, kind shepherd and glorious King.
God, I thank you that you are a God of compassion, that you're gracious, long-suffering, that you're abundant in mercy and truth. Father, I thank you that there is none like you, or that there are any works like your works. Father, I thank you that all nations whom you've made will come and worship before you and will glorify your name because you are great and do wondrous things. So, Father, I pray that Lord, from coast to coast, Lord, that you would teach us your way, that you would help us to walk in your truth, and that you would unite our hearts to fear your name. Father, I pray that we would praise you with all of our hearts, and that we would glorify your name, because we know that your mercy is great towards us, and you have delivered our souls from the depths of hell. Father, I pray that those who don't know you, Lord, that they would lift their souls to you, because you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive. Father, you are abundant in mercy to all who call upon you. Father, in your word it says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Father, I pray that those who don't know you would be lifted up. Father, I pray that those who have walked away from you, Lord, would turn and repent and be lifted up. Lord, you promise it in your word. Lord, help us if we are struggling to believe. Lord, we love you. We know that you can do this. And so we surrender to your holy name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. You say in your word in Jeremiah 17, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. We cannot place our trust in both God and man. You are our strength, O Lord. We are to be strong and courageous, to not be afraid or dismayed, for with you is an with them is an arm of flesh, but with our Lord we have help for the fight and the battle. So, Lord, help us not to waver between two, but to choose you. Open our eyes as you opened Elijah's eyes to his servant, Lord, to see this vast army around us, to not fear, to have any fear of man, Lord, but to fix our eyes on you. You say in 2 Chronicles 20 that we do not have to fight this battle. We just need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for this vast army that surrounds us. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you and lead the way for others to see you as we do. We give glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are burdened today, Lord. Psalm 55 tells us to cast all our burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Let them hear you tenderly calling them home. You say, come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Lord, I don't think there's a person on the planet that doesn't need to unburden themselves, but help them to find that it's in you that they can be completely set free. They can be completely released from the burden, especially the burden of sin, Lord Jesus. God, we praise you, Lord, that you have broken open the prison doors, that you've set the captive free, that in you, Lord Jesus, by your precious blood, we can walk in liberty. Lord, let the people hear you calling them, God. Holy Spirit, move upon these hard hearts, these cold hearts, these blind eyes that are not seeking God. We don't seek you in our own power, Lord. It's you by your Spirit that you draw us. You draw us with cords of loving kindness, Lord. As you've drawn us, I pray, draw all those out there tonight who are weary and burdened and crying out for help. We praise you for your tender, merciful ways, Lord. You are a good and loving Father, a faithful and kind shepherd. Lord, we want to pray for our military, for those new young recruits that are being called out to stand and fight in these battles that are waging in the Middle East. Lord, we pray for all those around the world, Lord, who are fighting on our behalf, Lord. Lord, we pray you strengthen them. Psalm 91 says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler, and you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Lord, you say that you will give your angel's charge. You shall give his angel's charge over you, Lord. You promise us in Psalm 34 that the angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him and deliver them. And in Hebrews 1:14 it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who will inherit salvation? So, Lord, we praise you for your promise this morning and today. Lord, that there is a vast army surrounding us, ready to come to our defense. Send them forth to protect those, Lord, who are warriors in the field. Surround them with your love and your protection, we pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Blessings upon your people Israel, Lord. Surround them with your protection. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies at the gate. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the labor of your hands and be happy. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine, in the very heart of your home, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Lord, we pray for the unity of the church, your body, that we would come up under one head in Christ, Lord Jesus. You are our glorious crown. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron running down to the edge of his garments, like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore. Let your blessing be upon your church, Lord Jesus.
Strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man, that
Lord, you say you've given us a new commandment that we love one another as you have loved us. We are to love one another. By this, all will know that we are your disciples if we have love for one another. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. God, we thank you that your love for us never fails, Lord. God, we just want to love you. Open our hearts to love you more and give us that long, deep, wide, high love that can stretch its arms across this world and love all the people around us as you love them, Lord. We're your hands and feet, your church, Lord. We're your hands and feet. Strengthen us in this season, Lord, to open wide our hearts to receive those you desperately want to reach, Lord, out of your heart of love. Break our hearts open in this season, Lord Jesus. Empty us of ourselves. Fill us with the fullness of yourself, Lord. We want your fullness that you have promised us, Lord. You said, I have come to give you life and life abundantly. Remove whatever is stopping up this stream in our life, Lord, that's preventing this fountain of irrepressible life from flowing and blessing and refreshing the people around us, Lord. All around us are people dying in their sins, dying without Christ, blind that they can't see you, Lord. And we who have the privilege of gazing upon you every day, Lord, we have failed to steward that precious light that you have entrusted to our care. You told us, Lord, that we are the light of the world. We're to let that light shine, Lord, that so others will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, you said in John 15, Lord, that it is to the Father's glory that we bear much fruit, Lord. So, Lord, we pray for your church, your people, your body, that each member would learn to abide deep in you each day, to draw strength from you, Lord, because without you we can do nothing. So, Lord, let us put aside that arm of flesh. Stop looking to other people and find our strength in you. Open our eyes, Lord Jesus, that we see wondrous things from your law, and to look around us and see that vast army that you've surrounded us with. Give us that courage and boldness to go forth, knowing you have given us, Lord, everything that we need to go forth conquering and to conquer. We've been made more than conquerors in Christ. May your church stand as a testimony of your great faithfulness and a pillar of your glory in this land. In your mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, we pray. Lord, we praise you for this sweet hour of prayer. Just to sit in your presence, Lord. And to hear your heart. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power and praise. It's in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow on Saturday, because of regularly scheduled services, we will not have our 6 p.m. prayer service here at Calvary Chapel Knoxville, but we will be meeting at 9 a.m. and noon. And then Sunday, there'll be no prayer services as well for the church services. So God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. I pray to see you tomorrow. God bless you all. Have a good night.